This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
Hi, my name is Josh Kirschbaum, and I'm the CEO of WWP Beauty. And what I love about beauty is empowerment. Empowerment for consumers, empowerment for brands, and empowerment for our employees.
From New York City, you're listening to Beauty is Your Business, covering the intersection of innovation and business in the beauty industry.
Good morning. This is Abby Wallach for Beauty is Your Business. We have Josh Kirschbaum, the CEO of Worldwide Packaging Beauty, here today with us. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you, Abby. Great to be here.
Thank you. And of course, with my lovely co-host, April Franzino.
Hey, April.
Thanks for having me. So happy to be here.
Yeah, so it's such an exciting moment in time, especially for Worldwide Packaging. Josh, it's really been fantastic. I personally have been working with your company for a long time, and you are just an incredible class act and really, you know, worldwide esteemed group of talent and people. Tell us a little bit about the company and about the direction that you're headed in for 2021. You know, 2020 has been insane for everybody. We've all dealt with things that we've never expected. But as we move forward and think about the future, give us some insights about the company and how you're running it and where you're headed.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm really happy to be here and certainly happy about the partnership that we formed this year, Abby. You've got a great partner in Caroline, and we believe in what you're doing. But thanks for that question. Yeah, we're really doing exciting things at WWP Beauty. We're actually embarking upon a really exciting transformation and growth phase in our long history as a business. We're actually rebranding our business, as you mentioned, at WWP Beauty. We have a brand new website launching just in a few weeks, wwpbeauty.com. We're certainly proud of our 40 years of roots in the packaging space, but we're much more than packaging. We've got the best talent in the industry, and that really is our differentiating secret sauce is the people that work for WWP Beauty every day. We've got the best talent in project management, in design, in product development and innovation. We really have an all-star team. And our mission as we head into 2021 is to really embrace those pillars that we've defined for WWP Beauty of the who we are. And those pillars that we've defined is number one, service and partnership. It's all about collaboration with our brand partners, making sure that we're truly integrated into their business and listening to what their needs are. Number two is about future-focused agility, making sure that our innovation is truly ahead of trend, on trend, finding partners like yourself who are truly trying to disrupt their space. And then lastly, global scale. This year, we've opened up our European market. We have really strong roots in the Asia Pacific market, brought in amazing general managers this year to lead our Asia Pacific market, our European EMEA market. And that global scale is going to continue to ignite our growth into 2021.
No, that's super impressive, Josh. I'm curious, going backwards a little bit, what brought you into beauty specifically? I know based on your background that it wasn't where you started. So
no,
what
actually,
made you hone in
no,
on the beauty
was.
Industry?
Thank you. No, it actually, I was born and raised in this space. My first internship was with L'Oreal USA. Turned that internship into a co-op with L'Oreal USA. And then the minute I graduated college, I was on an airplane heading to one of their sites in Kentucky, where I helped launch their Garnier brand. So I was born and raised in this space with L'Oreal and fell in love with the beauty industry and really learned about all of the fundamentals of how to be a strong leader and ever-evolving speed within the beauty space. Since my experience with L'Oreal, I've really focused hard on the supplier side of the beauty space, worked at amazing places like Cosmetic Essence and New World Beauty. And then this opportunity at WWP was right in my sweet spot. I see tremendous value with this business to be a full service provider to the beauty space, to operate as a supplier to the beauty industry. You really have to understand the brands, have passionate people around you, listen to what the brands want and need. And honestly, that is our differentiator. our people that work at WWP Beauty are not focused internally. They're focused externally. We're literally integrated within our brand partners. We're listening to what they need. We have a pipeline of truly future-focused innovation, and it's all about the client.
Josh, you know, it's been such a challenging year, and we've all had challenges and issues and getting product to market and holding product and shipping. And, you know, the world has been turned upside down for everyone, big and small. Your team has been incredibly agile and able to move the needle around the world. You know, how have you been able to do that so successfully during such a challenging moment in the world for everyone? You know, everything has changed. How have you been able to keep not only moving forward, but projecting towards the future and really being there for your clients in a way that not everyone has been able to just because of unforeseeable issues?
Yeah, a great question. I think we're all obviously aware of the reality of our current circumstances, and we've really approached it with compassion and empowerment for our employees. Safety comes first. The health and safety of our employees comes first. We're operating in a virtual environment. But truthfully, and I appreciate your word agile, because that actually is one of our core values, is to be agile. The truth is we were embarking upon an unbelievably exciting transformation, and we haven't stopped 1 mile per hour at all with this transformation and exciting building of WWP Beauty in the face of the global pandemic. All of our objectives to build this company that we've envisioned called WWP Beauty was going to happen in the face of COVID or not. And we've stayed on our timeline, and it's all to the credit of our great employees.
Josh, tell us a little bit about Worldwide Packaging Beauty and the services that you provide to the industry. You know, April and I are in the business, so we know very well what you do. But can you share with the audience a little bit about the services that you provide, how you're building out the business, and really what your offerings are so people are very well informed?
Yeah, great question. I really appreciate that. At WWP Beauty, we are a full service provider to the branded beauty space. We have capabilities to cultivate small up and coming indie brands, or whether you're a large global brand, we're giving you world-class service at the local level. We have talent, the best industry talent in North America, in EMEA, and in Asia Pacific. And we're proud of our wholly owned manufacturing facilities globally. And we have the ability to partner with brands of any size to listen to what their brand spirit and brand vision is all about, and provide them with unique innovation and design to bring out what's best in their brand with amazing beauty products. We compete and play in the color space, skincare, fragrance, hair. We have the ability to provide custom packaging, or what we call stock packaging, which really supports a speed to market approach. We have stock ready to go tools, 3,000 items that are ready to go packaging in color, in skincare, in hair care, and fragrance, where brand partners can leverage any of those three items and get speed to market right now, right away. Or we have ability in-house with our designers and our engineers to customize something for you. A lot of our customers are taking advantage of both of our services. They want that speed approach and they want that custom approach. And we're able to provide a full service of turnkey offering, fully finished product to your door in the quickest of lead times and the highest of quality and compliance.
So Josh, tell us about some of the innovations that you're seeing in packaging and what you're able to offer brands, big or small, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so the concept of empowerment is really at our core. And inside of that core value of empowerment is this concept of sustainability and believing in the mission of ethical, conscious beauty. So when it comes to sustainability as a core value inside of WWP Beauty, we do not see sustainability as simply a trend. We do not see sustainability as simply an option on the menu. We must start from the point of what do our consumers and our customers want, and it must be unique, it must be innovative, it must be disruptive, and it has to be sustainable, it must have a clean story. That's no longer an option anymore. We have to provide unique, differentiating innovation that speaks to consumers' needs And of course, it has to be sustainable. And of course, it has to be environmentally friendly and clean ingredients. That is a mandatory must-have in all innovation that we bring to market. And we're actually taking it to the next level. Many companies talk about sustainability. We're actually backing it up with data-driven claims. So when we say things like reduces carbon footprint or, you know, has PCR, we're able to say this product reduces carbon footprint by 19% compared to your standard packaging. Or this product, if you buy 1 million pieces of this product, we're actually going to remove 5 million pieces of plastic compared to a normal product. We have third-party validated claims to back up our effort of commitment to the sustainable mission.
That's fantastic. I love to hear that, because since we launched our small brand, Sparty, into the market, you know, it's one of the things that come up on a regular basis is sustainability. We talk a lot about our recycled crinkle paper. You know, people want to hear that today, especially that Gen Z millennial audience. They want to know that the founders took great care in the packaging and are thinking, you know, forward thinking, because the environment is so important and beauty plays such a huge part in that. So we don't have a choice today. We have to be prepared and we have to, you know, mobilize all efforts to achieve those goals, because the consumer, there's no curtain anymore, right? There's no drape. Everyone is in the know. So today we have to be completely transparent. I mean, April, you know, is the beauty director for Good Housekeeping. I mean, you can't get a bigger job than that. So she knows super well. April, tell us a little bit about that. You know, that's such an important job to have today too.
You know? Oh, thank you. And I agree, especially what you said about pulling back the curtain. I think that now consumers want to know about how their packaging is made, what's in the product. They want to know what impact it has on the planet, on, you know, the people that have made it, and all sorts of things that, you know, were never really at the forefront in the past. So it's amazing to see companies like from the working on this from the ground up. So you're definitely in the right place with that approach, for sure.
Great.
Every business has at least one big pivotal moment. The moment when you say, okay, we're at this turning point, so then what? I'm Lahari Neal Peretti, founder of LN Accounting Advisor. I hope you'll join me each week on my podcast, Then What, as we talk with successful business leaders who push past their business's biggest then what moments and succeed in an even bigger way because of effective leadership and solid business practices. It's inspiring and deeply useful information for any entrepreneur. Subscribe to Then What on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find the best podcasts.
You know, I was going to ask you about, you know, we talk a lot about trends between Karen, April, and myself, and we're sort of on the pulse of what's happening in the industry, because we interview CEOs and entrepreneurs, you know, every level in the industry. And I'd love to know from you, where you're sitting today, Josh, what trends are you seeing? What do you think is going to be explosive heading into 2021, 2022? 2021 might be a little bit challenging. You know, the world has to get back on its feet. But by 2022, we will be rocking out everywhere. So what are you seeing in terms of makeup, cosmetics, fragrance? You know, bring it on. What do you got?
Yeah. So honestly, we think that the consumer trend is really heading towards empowerment, towards bringing out what's best in yourself. We see the consumer really wanting options and choices and flexibility that allows them to bring out what's best in them. And what's best in them might be a softer approach, or what's best in them might be bold and bright. And we need to make sure that we provide a full, wide range of offering again, I'm really focused today on the concept of empowerment, but that really is the trend. The trend is empowerment. We're proud of our employees. We're proud of our diversity at WWP Beauty. We're proud of that we're 70% plus female employee base at WWP Beauty. And because we want our employees to be the voice of those trends, we want them to have their pulse on the trends. And it really is about that empowerment. And we're actually receiving awards and recognized. Just this week, we got recognized in one of our partnerships with Mented Cosmetics. I don't know if you know Mented, but they're just recently recognized by Oprah in her favorite things for this holiday year. And we were proud to have innovated a wide range of foundation and concealer sticks with them. Mented is a unbelievably empowered Black-owned brand. And we innovated with them a wide range of foundation sticks of north of 16 shades. And it's all about empowerment and inclusivity. And that concept is right at the heart of who we are at WWP Beauty. So when we think about trends, we think about that. We think about how can we reinforce the value of empowerment for consumers, the value of empowerment for brands, and always think about inclusivity at our heart.
You know, I think an interesting conversation is also about diversity and different ethnicities. And, you know, we live in a multicultural world, right? So as the beauty industry has evolved over all of these years, there's so many more niches to fulfill. And there's so many people really are on the hunt for like what they need, which is really compelling, right? If you think about it. So how are you addressing those needs to, you know, you're not only the brands that you work with, like the Minted, congratulations, that's amazing. We love that brand, right, April? It's so awesome. What are you feeling as that becomes more and more? More female founders are coming to the table, more diverse, different ethnicities, you know, people solving problems, as that's a big focus, right? Problem solving. What are the problems in the industry? Like we saw, you know, we think we're solving a problem with fragrance. We're giving them something different. What are you seeing in hair care? What are you seeing in, you know, with these sticks that you did? Like, how are you addressing that?
Yeah, no, great question. So we've got an amazing team of product development and designers that truly keep their pulse on trends and what the brands are doing to penetrate their consumers. And our team is truly integrated with brands. One of our top tier clients directly is Ulta. We've got a team fully supporting Ulta and supporting everything that Ulta needs and innovating behind their vision. Their commitment to conscious beauty is directly at the heart of everything we do at WWP Beauty each day. Conscious beauty is the future of the beauty industry, and we're so proud to be committed to it. And the way that Ulta has laid out their conscious beauty commitments to being clean and compliant, being cruelty-free, being vegan, being inclusive and diverse, being sustainable, being socially responsible, these things are what the beauty industry needs to be, and what we're most proud of being, is committed to those same missions that our brand partners like Ulta are committed to. As we're transforming WWP Beauty and launching our brand to the global beauty space in the next couple of weeks, actually, one of our really unique parts of our new website is going to be this concept of us, you, and we. So unlike many websites that you might go to where it just feels very, I don't know, selfish might be the word, but just all about them. Our website is going to be about learn about us, but really what value can we bring to you? Click on you. And what value can we bring together collaboratively? Click on we. And the we concept is all about this. And you're going to see in the WWPbeauty.com website that's launching in 2 weeks, when you click on we, it's what is our purpose collectively, our brand partner, and WWP Beauty, our commitment to clean beauty, our commitment to working and partnering with foundations that support empowerment. We supported this year the Equal Justice Initiative and many other really great organizations that are supporting inclusivity and empowerment. And that concept of we and the people that come to work every day at WWP Beauty, that's our secret weapon.
Bring it on. Very exciting stuff. Really awesome.
Good.
So, Josh, tell us a little bit more about you. Do you do in your free time when you're not running this global operation to help enhance the beauty category everywhere?
Yeah, so I'm happily married. Been happily married with my wife now for coming up on 18 years, actually, in December. And I have three beautiful kids, two girls and a boy, 14, 12, and 10. And, you know, we talk a lot about balance at WWP Beauty, and the concept of balance, especially in our virtual environment, has been certainly uniquely stressed. And my message to my employees is the same thing that I need to hold myself accountable for, is to find that balance. You know, you now no longer have that drive to work, that commute time, that separation time between home and office. And that's become a unique challenge for our employees. And certainly my message to them, and is the same message I have to myself, is find your own balance, find your own empowerment. I'm not here saying that our hours are 9 to 5. I'm here saying we expect you to embrace the values of WWP Beauty and perform at the levels that our customers expect you to perform at. And we want you to have that balance. Find your own balance. Actually, next week, I'm announcing a great program. My employees haven't even heard this yet, but I'm announcing what we're calling Empowered PTO, or we'll call it ETO, but paid time off programs that have been in place with employees in the past no longer work. Paid time off is a thing of the past. What we're launching is Empowered Time Off. And that means we're not measuring your 5 days or your 10 days or your 15 days or your 25 days. You do you. You're expected to perform. You're expected to embrace our values. You're expected to achieve the objectives of your role. But I'm not here measuring the amount of days you take off, or the amount of hours you took off, or half days, or all the permissions that you might need. We trust you and we expect you to perform. And if you take 16 days or 14 days or 20 days or 21 days, that's not my job as a CEO. My job is to empower you to find that balance. And I need to do the same in my life.
You mentioned your children, Josh. I couldn't help but wonder, did they influence what you do in your job, especially their girls, since I'm sure they're interested in beauty or getting interested in it?
Yeah, my girls love the product that arrives at my house. It's Christmas morning, every time Amazon arrives, there's something new that arrives every day. I've got samples coming this week of Abby and Caroline's scent and vent cooler technology. I happen to be holding one right here. But yeah, my kids are in love with the samples that arrive every single day. They, of course, have good feedback. They'll give me great ideas for even Abby and Caroline's product. They want strawberry fragrances. They want mango. They love the colors. They love the fragrance. They love that it's truly going to disrupt the fragrance space. But sure, my kids, like anybody, certainly influence the innovation calendar to some extent.
You know what I love about that? We really are living in a world of community within our own spaces, right?
Yeah.
I have three sons. So one works at TikTok, one's in private equity, one's in high school. They're all working on this, whether they know it or not. You know, it's just interesting the way the world has evolved, because we are all home and we're all, thank goodness, you know, if you're healthy and you're doing okay, but the world has dramatically changed. So we've had to figure out, how are we going to live in our spaces in a way that makes us feel good? And it's not so easy. You know, we've been home since March. It's been a long run and it's not ending anytime soon. So I love what you're saying, how you're really following through on your global mission as a business, but to really drill it into your employees. And, that is so, are you going to throw in massages and all that good stuff too? Like, so you got to do some yoga classes. Yeah, I mean, I can help you with that, Josh.
Yesterday we were talking about massages.
That's how tech, look, if you look at the Googles of the world and the TikToks, and I have a son that works at TikTok. I mean, it's amazing what they are doing for their employees, these young kids. They really empower them. And there's something to be said about that. You know, you want to feel good. You're going to get the best out of your people when you make them feel good.
I agree. Smell good. Well said. And smell good. Well said.
I'd like you to join me in supporting an extraordinary mission to make arts education real for underserved kids nationwide and help keep the creative connection alive. Look, arts are not a luxury. From the time that kids develop motor skills, they rely on the arts to learn how to communicate. Arts are a great collaborative experience, and they teach us how to critically think and empathize and understand the human condition. So Mouth Media is proud to partner with AHA Broadway and support their efforts to help bring these vital services back to schools. With every dollar AHA Broadway raises, they will directly serve the kids of New York and beyond. Please visit ahabroadway.org/1000kids. Again, that's ahabroadway.org/1000kids. And please contribute anything you can to their crowdfunding effort.
And now it's Hitting the Pan.
So we're going to hit the pan with you, Josh. And when we hit the pan, that's it's going to give us a little deeper insight into you, not your family, but what makes Josh the guy that he is, the CEO of this awesome, huge company that's going to take off into the explode into the future. So we spin this proverbial salon chair, and I'm going to do that. And I'm spinning the chair, and it's going to land on April.
All right, Josh, I can't help but wonder, since obviously you've been embedded in the beauty industry for a long time, what's your personal favorite grooming product? What's the thing you can't live without?
That's a great question. Yeah, I'm certainly big on great shaving products. And I used to work for an amazing company led by a female CEO. The company's named Modere and led by Asma. Asma's running that company amazingly. She's building a beautiful brand there at Modere, and she's got some great shaving products for men, and I certainly enjoy those.
Okay. Now I want to check those out, even though I'm not a man.
But you have a cute boyfriend.
That's true. He might be interested.
He's adorable. So, all right, I'm going to spin that chair again, and it's going to land on me. So, I have so many things that I could ask you, but I talk to you all the time. So I think the question that I'm going to ask you that really is on top of my mind is, when you can travel again, where are you going, who are you taking with you, and what are you packing in your suitcase?
Yeah, so great question. I want to first say we are operating effectively in a virtual environment, but there is nothing like sitting next to our brand partners and our customers globally around the world. I'm actually 20 minutes away from a conference call with one of the leaders at LVMH, who we're talking about a transformative partnership. She's sitting in Paris and I'm sitting here in New Jersey. We're certainly operating effectively and globally. But with that said, I guess the first place from a business standpoint I need to go is visit our Asia Pacific division. We've hired the industry's best leader and a gentleman named William Jiang. William is running our Asia Pacific business. He's got three factories that he's looking after, as well as 300 customers that we're servicing in the Asia Pacific market. We onboarded William just a few months ago, and I really would love to shake his hand in person and support him in the exciting growth phase that he's bringing to our Asia Pacific market.
Very exciting. All right. Can I come with you? Can April and I
yes,
come with you?
We would love
Let's
to.
Go. Yeah, no, jet. Honestly, William has samples of your Scent and Vent technology, and he's ready to spark it in Asia as well. So he's on our team.
Fantastic. So Josh, would love to get one final thought from you about the industry. Just a quick overview, and tell us how our audience can reach you.
Yeah, so this industry has been at my core and my passion since I was in college, fell in love with L'Oreal, and I found a great home at WWP Beauty. Honestly, this industry has always been about change. Certainly this year has brought some unique change, but if you're passionate about agility, if you're passionate about being future focused, then you can keep up the momentum even in the face of the unfortunate change that we've seen this year. And WWP Beauty is certainly passionate about agility and passionate about changing the beauty space. So you can reach us at wwpbeauty.com. You can email us at hello@wwpbeauty.com. And really, really happy to have been on this podcast today.
It was fantastic having you. Thank you so much for sharing. April, always a pleasure to be with you on this podcast.
Thanks so much, Abby. It was so great to chat with you, Josh.
Thank you, April. Thank you, Abby. Talk soon.
This is Abby Wallach signing off for Beauty is Your Business.
This has been Beauty is Your Business. produced by Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2020. Keep in touch on Instagram and Facebook at Mouth Media Network. And find prior episodes at beautyisyourbusiness.com and wherever the best podcasts are found. Your brand message can be on this show. Email us to find out more at podcast@mouthmedianetwork.com. Thank you for listening.